Who knew that Liv Goff drug tested?
Apparently can't take NyQuil or Vicks Vapor.
Not a Vicks Vapor.
Vicks Vapor. I mean, is it sad that we're all sitting here and the first question on the airport, I was like, Liv Goff has rules?
Yeah, right. I thought that's why everybody left to go to Liv.
They have an anti-doping policy.
Welcome back to episode 64 of the Loggerhead Golf Podcast. Interesting weekend to finish up the regular PGA Tour season. Overall, how would you guys rate this season compared to last year?
I think it was a great year.
This whole season or just the last?
The regular season?
Yeah,
the
whole season. Championship.
I mean, I think.
Scotty's season. That's it.
Scotty and everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was a great year for the PGA Tour. I mean, how many different winners do we have this year?
A ton.
I mean, Wyndham this week, another first-time winner. It's like seems like every week that – or every field that Scotty wasn't in, we were saying, first-time winner.
Yeah.
which rolls right into FedEx Cup. But I thought, I mean, Wyndham's essentially a home tournament for us North Carolina boys. Season's always finished there. So, like, it's a pretty important tournament. And with Tropical Storm Debbie – you know, threw some wrench into things. I'm surprised they were able to get the entire tournament.
I can't believe that they were able to. Before Monday. I was surprised they were able to get the entire 72 holes in. Well, almost the entire 72 holes in
before Monday.
But we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, they finished the second round, third round, and almost the fourth round.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there was
they finished the fourth round, except, you know.
No, but it was biggest highlight of the year, like I said, is – Scotty Scheffler is on another level. I think he deserves to be FedEx Cup champion. Just give him the crown and let everybody else play for
second place.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's not how it works rolling into Memphis this week.
Hypothetically speaking, with the FedEx Cup, because the points reset, right? Well, they reset once you get to the Tour Championship.
What? Well, they don't. The points don't reset. You're essentially handicapped at the Tour Championship.
You handicap the field.
Because they're breaking, after this week, they're going down to 50 players for...
What if Scotty Scheffler don't win the FedEx Cup? Would that be the biggest miss of all time in professional sports?
It makes the entire year pointless. See what I did there?
This is just a total tangent. Side note, I don't know, I just thought of this. I only look up...
Well, this year you had
I just want to see how big his points are.
Well, Xander closed in pretty good.
Nah, he's not that close.
Yeah, big his lead is in the FedEx Cup.
Something like that.
Which is, unprecedented, though. Like, that's...
Rory's, 3,000 points behind.
Scotty Scheffler had more points between him and third place than Rory McIlroy does in, 50th place. It's unbelievable.
Since when did the PGA Tour website not show – it shows their FedEx Cup position but not their points?
I don't know.
How shitty is that?
It's very interesting.
Well, this season you had good tournaments, arrests, and yeah.
I mean, just –
pretty good.
What happens if Officer Gillis wasn't on the scene, would Scotty Scheffler have another major this year? That's the thing about golf. You can say what ifs, but they don't mean anything.
I mean, he did come out and shoot or whatever, 60-something or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like his Jordan flu game, except it's Scotty or post-arrest game.
Well, money-wise, he's got a $13 million lead. I can find that.
Oh, because he just got the – he just added to his other – what did – he got the Comcast Top 10? One of those things that they do. He got another $8 million this week.
He's at $28 million for the – just his earned – like, just his
winnings.
Oh,
that's just on course. I'll say he just got another $8 million for, being the number one player.
And Xander's at 15, almost 16, 15.8.
That doesn't suck.
Why don't they show, the actual points?
I don't know.
Budget cuts.
I don't know. These interns need to get together on this app. Let's just say that.
Okay, here we go. I found it. So Scotty is at 5,993 points. So basically, let's call
that 6,000. How many events did he play?
Probably, he won six, so he must have played seven. And then
there was actually eight elevated events. That makes sense.
And then Xander's 16 events.
Xander's at 4,057 points. So he's got almost a 2,000-point lead over Xander, and that's second place. And it's basically another 1,500 points to Rory McIlroy. So anyway, long story short, just go ahead and give the FedEx Cup to Scotty and let everybody else play for second place. Because if he doesn't win the FedEx Cup, the playoff system is broken.
Nah, for sure. I mean, you can't argue that it's
right.
That it works. Makes sense. Yeah.
Playoffs.
No, but I mean, but that's the great thing is like you had Scotty have his dominant year. You had Xander dominate the majors. And then you, I would say you had the field dominated the rest of the PGA Tour events.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so the PGA Tour has to sit back and say, you know what, this was a pretty good season. Now, again, my biggest critique is we kind of saw it this week. It's almost like there's two tours within the tour.
Yeah, we've said that, yeah.
And it doesn't discount what Aaron Rye did because Aaron Rye, based off of his stats since June, he's been a top 10 player in the world.
Right.
I mean, he's been progressing, and obviously, you know, to hit that shot on 18, which, Tyler, have you played it? I know, three, you've played it, right?
Sedgefield.
I've just worked it.
Oh, you just worked it?
Yeah, I was gonna supposed say. To because they're part of McConnell, but I never went up and played.
Yeah, well, the that second shot on 18, it's a short golf hole, but you're capped at how far you can take it down the fairway, and then you have essentially a 170 shot up the hill. And for him to take it left and cut it, essentially being tied for the lead at that point, I mean, that was an absolute just – if you can hit a cut like that with an iron under that pressure, that's how you know your game and your swing's in a good spot.
That's why you use iron covers.
Are iron covers in, back? I don't know. What do we say?
Does
Loggerhead start making
first of all, shout covers? Out to my dad because he used head covers up until probably 6 years ago.
Bless his heart.
So shout out Big Tony.
In order for iron covers to be back, they would have had to be in at some point.
That's what I'm saying.
And they were never in.
Do we have to start making custom Loggerhead iron covers?
Why not? Capitalize on the opportunity.
Please.
Hey, I mean, that's just the biggest thing. It is a cool story though. Why he said he used them. Is that you know his family? Condition. He didn't come from much. His dad really worked really hard to get him. He said, "I've always had the best equipment."
Yeah,
and I felt like it was his duty to take care of him.
I mean, honestly, good
and
on him.
Honestly,
for that, but
he like obviously he doesn't do anything conventional. And I read a story about him.
Yeah, two gloves too, right?
Yeah, he plays with two gloves,
two rain gloves.
Yeah, two rain gloves.
Yeah, buddy,
it's hot in Greensboro in August. I mean,
he's come up through the ranks of like many tours. Like he's done it all, and he's been successful at every level. So he does not need to change anything now. And also, like this kind of ties into our business because what the number we've said this multiple times on this podcast, but he doesn't have an equipment contract because he says he doesn't want to be locked down. He wants to make sure he plays whatever works best for him. And how often do we say in the fitting bays when people are like, I want to go matchy-matchy, and we're like, well, that hybrid's like this one club might not work for you. Let's try another brand. And there's so many people that are just like, I don't want to do that.
I think it's more of like you get so many PGA Tour players on – you know, they are all matchy-matchy because they all have under contract with people and then they see
Here's
it on
the thing.
TV.
Well, this is where I would say it's probably more of the golf and like the golf viewer doesn't actually pay attention. Like Golf WRX does a good job showing what's in the bags.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty Scheffler does not have all TaylorMade clubs.
So you'd be surprised
Xander
at how
Schauffele
many...
does not have all Callaway clubs.
How few golfers on tour actually have all one brand.
The only golfer that does... is LT Gray.
Yeah, most of them sign a 12 or 13
club contract. Tiger's never playing the most current stuff.
Yeah.
Never does. I mean, he still has the – what five wood is he playing?
Or it's the regular
M3.
Oh, M3.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, you go through and, like, if you go – free plug for Golf WRX, but if you go in there and look at these pros bags, you'll see multiple golf brands, even though they're –
One brand player.
You know, the only guys that are probably that you'll see a complete set is Scotty Cameron, Titleist. But
because the TaylorMade guys and like the Callaway guys always play Vokey wedges because there's so many different grinds and whatnot. That's what I've seen at least a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Xander's playing Vokey wedges. Scotty's playing Vokey wedges. I mean, the biggest thing, and we've said this, and I know we've kind of gone off on a tangent here, but before we get back into what happened at the Wyndham, What's the number one thing that can derail Scotty or Scotty Scheffler right now? About said Scotty Cameron again.
Yeah. Scotty Scheffler. You got Scotty Cameron on the mind. Terrible. That is if he changes golf ball. Honestly, if he changes anything, but just don't change that golf ball, Scotty.
Do not play a TaylorMade ball, Scotty. Do not do it. No knock on TaylorMade balls.
Right. You just don't need to change the golf ball.
What's he playing now?
Pro V1.
Pro V1, yeah.
He does not need to mess with that golf ball.
No.
I mean, how important was the golf ball switch for Rory in 2014?
I mean, it was huge. Yeah. He picked up, what, 11 yards?
He hasn't won a major since then either.
People really don't know how big golf balls are.
Well, he switched from Nike to Titleist.
He still hasn't won a major since 2014.
Oh, he's playing a TaylorMade now. That's why. I'm just kidding.
Still hasn't won a major in 10 years. It doesn't change a fact. So
you might get canceled for that.
That's okay. All right. So getting back into the Wyndham Championship, obviously the PGA Tour and the tour committee the tournament committee did a great job getting all 72 holes in by Sunday.
Shout out to the maintenance crew.
Except for one player had to finish a half a hole. How do we feel about the I'm going to call it a stunt that Kuchar pulled on Sunday afternoon or Sunday?
I think it's dumb.
When I think of Matt Kuchar,
fits.
It's just par for the course.
Yeah. He has really kind of tarnished his image.
It all started with L2 Can.
Yeah. You know, he was always that guy that was like, you know,
he was probably the nice guy on tour. He was the Tony Finau of his golf generation.
Right.
Where Tony, which, what's going on with Tony right now?
Skeletons crazy, in the closet.
Some crazy stuff. But no, that essentially, they've already deemed Aaron Rye the winner. He was in the group in front of Kuchar. Kuchar was in the final group with Max Grazerman. Max Grazerman had just an absolute
choke.
I won't call it a choke because, like, honestly, that out-of-bounds tee ball, he missed the fairway by 15 yards, and there was a cart path. That's just the worst golf course design in the entire world. I hate golf.
Well, it just kind of gets squeezed cart paths. In. Yeah.
I mean, get rid of cart paths, please, especially at courses like
that. He hit the wrong shot at the wrong time.
Yes. Is the four putt from 3 feet a choke?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. We all know that putt that he had coming back after he missed the short one had no chance.
That's the hardest one to make, you know?
But
so to be fair to Matt Kuchar, I will go ahead and say this, is he was T12, obviously. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people at 11 under.
The difference in that
it doesn't change earnings, the fact he didn't make the
– Yeah, but it's still a difference in earnings.
I will say is he didn't make the
difference
playoff,
in earnings,
though.
I think they either sells way. Like 12 grand.
Yeah.
Do you know what his career earnings are?
$38 million. Or
yeah, no, it's like closer to 60.
Or 60.
This tournament passed 60 million.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but when you're –
$12,000, Tyler.
And also, he's not making the playoffs.
If I was him, I'd have paid the tour $12,000. Let me go
make
home
an
early.
Argument.
I didn't want to stay at Greensboro
another night.
What about
the $2 you guys are getting for Penn Seeker? When it's down bad, you're down bad.
Do we want to compare career earnings?
I don't have $60 million in career earnings.
You know? Different goals there.
Yes, this is real.
That's
real.
Oh, yeah. No, that's – so
that's real. That's what he said, meant by L2 Can or
L2 Can is actually the name of the caddy. So
that was in Mexico, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I think Mayakoba.
Yeah, he won the Mayakoba Classic.
Yeah, so he won, but he had a local caddy on the back. And supposedly, according to Kuchar, they said, no matter what, I'm going to pay you $5,000 for the week.
Right.
Now, that being said, when you come out and you win – right,
you should probably give a little bit more than five grand.
Which I do think
six might have been acceptable.
I do think he ended up having to give him like another 30,000.
Yeah, they ended
like
up.
That.
Yeah,
I mean, now here's what I would say: Matt Kuchar never made it right because Matt Kuchar doubled down. I mean, the best video in the world is after the season when Matt Kuchar was in the top 10, and Matt Kuchar's like, "The difference between me and Rory was 1 point. That's 360,000." And Rory was like, "Yeah, we know all how much that money means
well,
to you."
No, where he doubled down is like right after this came out. He tried to claim how because that wasn't his normal caddy. That caddy didn't do as much for him.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore didn't earn
like,
the traditional 10%.
He instead of him just coming out and saying, guys, I handle all of this. This is my agent. We'll take care of it. I know this is bad optics. I apologize. Yeah. We'll get it taken care of. He could have just said that and not done anything. And his image would have been fine. But the fact that he doubled down on it, and it's like, I'm I've never been a Kuchar guy. It's one of those things where a lot of players put on acts. I mean, I can never trust a guy that reverse arm locks.
Like I said, he's probably the only golfer on the planet with his putting style. So getting into it,
what happened?
I say he marked his ball in the fairway. It got dark. They were pushing time or pushing daylight. He marked his ball in the fairway to play his second shot on 18. Said it was too dark to play.
How did he get there?
Well, that's what where we're staying. He's decided he was going to come back the next morning to finish the round of golf.
Okay.
How did he get to the fairway, though?
He rushed to the tee box and hit his driver so that he could finish the round.
And what did he do?
Almost hit someone.
Yeah, Aaron Rye has not hit his second shot yet on 18. He drove into the group in front of him. Mm. Now, like everyone's saying, his 160 ball speed probably wasn't going to touch him. But, I mean.
All that, and he snap hooked it.
But and then he comes out and doubles down and is like, I was trying to give Max Grazerman a learning lesson.
Guess what
Grazerman did? He made par
and went home.
Finished second and went home. And now he's in the FedEx Cup playoffs. So what were you teaching Grazerman?
That's what I was getting at. I wanted to know what teaching moment could he have been trying to teach there?
Probably slow play. Maybe slow play.
There was an issue with Aaron Rye's slow play. I mean, his process to hit the golf ball, it made Tiger Woods look fast. But he won. You do what you need to do to win, especially when no matter what, the pace play is going to be slow and the PGA Tour doesn't enforce their own policies. But I could see how Grazerman and Kuchar might have been mad about the pace of play. But what I can't get over is that what did Kuchar do first thing yesterday morning?
Took a temporary obstruction release or whatever.
He got a relief, got to go over in 10 fairway. Instead of hitting out of the deep left rough, he gets to hit a hybrid to the front of the green and almost holes out the chip shot.
That's why he marked his ball, because it was so dark he couldn't see that it's that obstruction.
He could see the obstruction. He knew that he would be able to mark his ball, take relief, clean it, and go over to that spot. That's why he marked. And if he just came out and said that, everyone would say, okay, this still looks bad, but you're using the rules to your advantage. Yeah. And I'm a big believer in if the rules state you can do something, why not? Right? Like
they're there to help you as much as hurt you.
He knew last night that he didn't want to go hit that shot in the dark from that hybrid from number 10.
Yeah.
And also they blew the imaginary horn.
Yeah.
You know, once sunset officially
hits, it was within
his
rights to stop play.
He didn't do anything against the rules.
Right.
But it's just the optics.
When you're the last golfer on the golf course, everybody has finished. You're in T12 with apparently 10 other guys, and like you're 4 or 5 makes no difference on anything.
Because he parred that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because
he lipped out the chip shot.
It's not like his,
he almost took advantage of it.
It's not like if he makes bogey there and drops out of the tie for 12th that one of those guys are getting into the FedEx Cup playoffs now, right? It meant nothing.
Had to win the event to get in.
Yeah. Well, even what I'm saying is like even the guys he's tied with, right? It wasn't like anybody was hoping he makes bogey so they can get into the playoffs.
I mean, people were hoping he makes bogey because it increases their winnings. But.
Right. But it wasn't affecting anybody's.
I just feel bad for like
advancement
the tour staff.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
hey, you guys have to stay another day.
Yeah. I mean, after just an absolute grueling week.
Yeah.
It was something else. It's just the optics of it are bad. It doesn't reflect positively on Kuchar.
Congrats, Aaron Rye, and
yeah. I mean, Max Grazerman. I mean,
maybe it's time to retire Matt Kuchar.
I mean, to go eagle or to go hole out eagle. Quad, birdie, double, and I think he followed up on 17 with a birdie.
Hell of a roller coaster.
He go par on
But it's a fun tournament to watch. Now getting into who knew that LIV Golf drug tested.
Did you see that story?
Apparently can't take NyQuil or Vicks Vapor.
How the Vicks Vapor?
Vicks Vapor. I mean, it's sad. Is it sad that we're all sitting here and the first question on the report, I was like, LIV Golf has rules?
Yeah, right. I thought that's why everybody left to go to LIV.
They have an anti-doping policy.
Yeah. As a proud person of Puerto Rican heritage, I will tell you that Vicks Vapor Rub is the first thing that I use when I'm sick. to just open my chest up.
Oh, I mean, I think that's what everybody, yeah.
And that's what a lot of people use.
What does that have to do with you being Puerto Rican?
Is it? That's like a running joke in the Puerto Rican community.
Oh, really?
It's like, say, you're sick, vapor up.
I mean, that's kind of like that's the same thing in the shit. South here, too.
I was getting
my grandfather always used to like be like, so put vapor rub in like a in a pot of water, let it boil, and just stand over it.
Mm. Oh. I don't think you're making your case any better, Tyler.
I might try that. Just for a good time.
What is in Vicks vapor rub that would flag a drug test?
I don't know. So like
drugs?
right. I get deer, that.
Menthol? Is menthol wrong?
I was like, maybe is it menthol? But I mean,
is it decongestant?
Is it deer antler spray? Is that in it?
No, it's decongestant.
Well, so what's the decongestant though? I mean,
if you take enough decongestant, you can feel some things.
Well, my man Graham had a ton of vapor rub.
All I know is, so this is where I think, because again, we're a speculation pod.
Right.
We'll explain facts, but we're also going to speculate. Okay. Hear me out.
Oh boy.
You think Graham McDowell's taking something else?
I think Graham McDowell.
He said it was Vicks Vapor Rub?
No. I think Graham McDowell was using Vicks Vapor Rub, but I think he was putting it on his lip every other hole on the golf course. Because what does Vicks Vapor Rub make you do?
Breathe
better.
Yeah.
So if you're on the golf course and you have this here and it gives you, it's like taking smelling salts.
Yeah.
You get more air to the brain. So it makes you it's a performance
enhancer.
Bingo.
Wow.
No,
pretty smart for you, I have to admit.
Hear me out. I'm a firm believer. Try everything. If it works, it works.
You put Vicks Vapor Rub on top of your lip, you're waking up.
That's what I'm saying. So in order, like, I don't believe, now, because he came out and made the most petty freaking statement of all time. Well, unlike other tours, we actually disclose who's been suspended or not. It's like, shut up, Graham. Yeah. You've been off the tour now for like 5 years. Like,
you haven't been relevant in 10 or 12. Yeah,
exactly.
I guess that's what the Dustin Johnson was using.
Yeah. Those were smelling salts too.
It all checks out.
Yeah. No, but like in order to get suspended, because again, it's an over-the-counter.
Right. I mean, if it's over-the-counter, so it shouldn't have anything in it.
The only way I feel like he could have got suspended is he was actually using it on the golf course to help him breathe better.
Maybe he put it on his club face.
You know, you can go get like actual Sudafed, like not like just the Sudafed, but like
that thing ain't
real
strong.
Sudafed.
That ain't strong enough.
No,
man.
From like the pharmacy. It's technically over the counter.
Over the counter.
But you have to ask for it. It's like actual, just straight up Sudafed.
I don't take medicine, so
I know. But I'm just saying, like,
I'm a firm believer. If you're sick, put a sweatshirt on, sweat it out.
There's a lot of stuff that you can.
That's
get.
That's how you know you're from the South.
Should we try Vicks Vapor Rub on the golf course now?
Maybe. That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for you.
We're all going to come out with just like oily top. What is going on?
What the hell's going on for you guys?
No, but in order to get suspended for that, I think
you had to be doing something.
Something weird with it.
Well, especially to put out that statement.
Anybody else can speculate in the comments.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, I'm not saying it's fact.
Hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Bingo.
Just imagine that you go into an office on Monday morning, you're meeting with the press. Yeah. I got caught with Vicks Vapor Rub. I'm sorry. Disappointed my family.
Daddy. He found pride and honor by like throwing it out there. That's what makes it so weird. Yeah. It's like it's sitting there and it's just like, again, just why do golfers do the things that they do?
Well, golfers are crazy.
We have learned
we're all psychos, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's sitting at a round table.
We're all opinionated.
Yeah.
Vicks.
We all think we know the answers.
Got an excuse for everything.
Damn.
Talking about golf or fishing?
Well, yeah, they're all the same.
I mean, same price bracket.
Yeah. All right. So that was just some weird news, but I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get into some show and tell now?
Awesome.
Oh, you gotta tell them your story from this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Is this about your bag?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Just a side note for any cart boys or bag drop staff or cart staff, don't make remarks about a golfer's golf bag.
Or equipment. Personal items.
You know, like if you want a tip, right?
Or a punch in the face, apparently. Uh-huh.
So playing golf this Sunday, you know, we used a bag drop, unloaded out of the truck.
I'm in the truck. I don't hear this.
Yeah, he goes to park and the bag staff puts our bags on the carts, and I'm sitting there, I'm getting stuff out of my bag and getting ready, and the guy comes over, he's like, I've never seen a golf bag like this one before. I was like, yeah, nice, thanks. He's like, those irons deserve a better bag. I was like, what? What kind of statement is that? Well, regardless of how bad the bag is, why do you say it? You know?
Absolutely brutal.
I'll judge somebody's golf bag, right? I mean, 14-way bags, like an apartment bag. You know, aircraft carrier bag. I'll judge a golf bag.
The funniest
part, but I'm not going to say it to the man's face.
The funny part of this story is I know Caleb was thrown so far off. I didn't hear about this until we're on the third hole. We're just sitting in the car. And Caleb goes, you wouldn't believe this shit.
He was stewing on it. Just stewing.
He was had to let it marinate a little while, you know?
And Caleb just looks at me and goes, it's a one-of-one bag. And I was like, Caleb, I know. Like, I was like, you just got bodied by a guy that has the Pebble Beach cart bag bought at Costco.
Well, given where you play, yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, he's probably got Costco irons, KS1 wedges and putter.
Hey, people can have what they...
I didn't say there's anything wrong with them. I'm just saying.
The story is don't comment on other people's
right.
stuff.
Right, as long as you want it to.
Wait. To their face.
Yeah.
To their face.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if Caleb drives off and be like, that golf bag is kind of like...
Hell, man.
Yeah. Camo, red.
Whips it around. What did you say? Yeah. Get your mouth off my bag.
A golf bag screams stolen Baylor.
I'm calling McKenzie bags right now.
But anyway, show and tell.
Two golfers sharing one cart shouldn't have to pay two separate cart fees. Oh, man, you just know how to push my buttons.
Shank, let's go to the next one.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You're not renting the cart itself. You're paying for the privilege to use the cart on the golf course.
So you want to know the easiest way not to pay a cart fee?
Is walk.
Like, why do people think that a cart fee should be shared? So are they only supposed to charge half a cart fee when you're using the cart as a single? Like, if you ask any golf professional,
like I said, the
if you
fee's
ask
not
any
for
golf
the cart.
Professional this, that understands, one, their golf cart fleet budget, how much it is to lease those golf carts, how much money you need to make on cart fees for the year. They're going to look at you when you try to ask this question or make a statement.
$20 ain't so bad for a cart fee.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct. Because trust me, golf courses aren't making money on cart fees.
Well, they are.
Well,
some of them.
Some
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, I say if it's done right, they are.
Yeah, if it's done right. Now, what's the most expensive cart fee you guys have paid?
Probably
$25.
Yeah, 25,
more than 30.
30, maybe.
I've paid, I think, 28, and that's the highest I've seen.
Yeah.
And that was at a resort down in Florida.
Yeah.
Which, like, if you're playing
per person. Per market, that's probably not too bad,
yeah. Yeah, you're asking the wrong podcast.
Yeah.
That golf, like, trust me, I'm all for golf being cheaper. That's not it.
Yeah.
That ain't it, Chief.
That ain't it. And also, if you're so worried about the $26,
if you're worried about the $20,
get you a push cart. Trust me, I used to make fun of push carts. If I walk, I'm using a push cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, she's elite. Brooke Henderson?
Yeah, until they made the rules change, she played a 47-inch driver.
Yeah, 47, 48-inch driver. Yeah.
She's never really kind of
recovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's long. It's longer than John Daly, but.
Yeah, so she used to use.
She makes it work for her.
47-inch G400 that she used forever.
The instructor in me tells people when they see this image, they think, "Oh, well, one of the best players in the world plays with their backswing that long. I can do it." What are most?
That's my feet.
Yeah, man.
Stop playing footsie with.
What are you sprawling out over there? Yeah. Getting comfy. Most golfers be like, "Oh, I swing a club that long. I can play golf." Well, what's the difference? What are most golfers going to do from that position?
Are they going to tilt, and then throw the club?
Well, what's also like is Brooke Henderson doing?
She's turning.
She's hit the brakes with her lower body, right. And she's using her upper body and core to turn.
Correct.
Most people open up that back leg.
Yeah, I would say you can tell because her feet are still on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I was going to say. Plus, she's probably a little more athletic, so she can actually turn.
Well,
she
might be a little more flexible.
Yeah,
and she uses her hands.
Yeah,
so. No, I mean, I think this is
I mean, there's a reason why there's not one way you can swing a golf club.
There's a reason why she's one of the best players on the LPGA Tour.
She's won how many times on tour?
Yeah.
It's like Arnold Palmer said, swing your swing.
Yep.
Yep.
Also, it's going to be so good.
Also, shout out to Lydia Ko this weekend.
Yeah. She's
won every medal.
She went bronze, silver.
We said it the week prior. We don't know about Olympic golf until we actually have some history. We finally have Olympic golf history.
Some history, yeah.
I mean, she's the first Olympian in golf to win all three medals. Yeah. I mean, now she's is she the youngest ever to go in the LPGA Hall of Fame?
Yeah, 27.
She got her final point to get in automatically into the LPGA Hall of Fame. That's unbelievable. I see why she broke down on the podium.
Oh yeah,
that
was amazing. A couple of notes. Number one, will we ever see that happen again?
We thought Rosang was going to do it. It's just golf is so deep now.
It takes 12 years to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at Nelly. Nelly didn't back up her last performance.
Yeah, and then my other note on Lydia Ko was of the child phenom golfers, you know, that we think of, she's probably been the one
that has
backed it up.
I mean, she won.
She's had a career.
15.
She's won enough to be a Hall of Fame member before 30. So I mean, she's had a pretty good career.
That I watched it. I put it on. She kind of had a John Rahm situation. She had a four shot lead going in the back nine, then made a double bogey from 130 yards in the fairway, and then. You know, but obviously she played really good coming in, made a birdie.
Yeah.
I mean, that was unbelievable. That's history. That's what we need in Olympic golf.
Yeah.
Like
it needs some history.
No.
That's a flush.
But we got now here Bryson DeChambeau and John Daly filming a Break 50 episode at Old Hickory Country Club. What do you think they'll shoot? So the Bryson and Trump video did pretty well. They shot 50.
Trump's also a G.
Yeah. Well, we think these two could
depends on how much bourbon he's had to drink.
I don't know. It's like Bryson and Sergio didn't.
But they played the white tees.
Are they playing the white tees?
Oh.
They played the white tees.
I'm sure they'll play the reds.
I'd say, I would think they'd probably play the reds for this one. That's kind of the whole premise and the whole point of the thing.
If Daly goes through a whole pack of darts, they'll shoot 49.
So I saw videos. I think Daly was getting Bryson a drink.
I saw that too.
So I'm going to go under.
You're gonna take the under?
I'm gonna take the under.
On under 50.
Yep. I must think they're gonna break it.
I mean, he's playing barefoot. You gotta shoot under 50 if you're playing barefoot.
Yeah, well.
Nicky's just fixated on them toes now.
Stop. No, I think that's
flush.
I'm gonna take the line on that one.
I'm all for it. Those videos are fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how many views did
the
Bryson and Trump
video get? I'm
going to
say they have a putt on the last hole for a 49 and miss it and make it shoot 50.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Going all Nostradamus on y'all.
Spell it.
I can't.
Under review, Callaway Golf is reportedly conducting a full strategic review of its top golf business per FOS. What's FOS? I don't know. The company is reportedly disappointed with financial results of its driving range entertainment venture that has seen an 8% drop in sales this year. Who could have saw it coming? Because how expensive
literally
is it?
Literally everybody.
It is more expensive to go play golf for an hour at Topgolf than 90% of golf courses, public golf courses.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you do, like, I was talking with Brandon Shaft and Balls about this because he commented pretty heavily on it, too. It's like, during the, you know, when Topgolf was popular, nobody thought to do the math of, okay, I'm taking six people. We're going to go do this, have fun, $100, $150. Well, now that the trend slowed down and now golfers are going to Topgolf, not just recreation, it's like, wait a second. I just hit balls. We played one game in an hour and a half, and it took us an hour and a half to finish that game. And per player, that just cost us about $100.
Well, I think when Topgolf first opened, I'm pretty sure it was just a single bay fee, and you can have as many people, and y'all just split it.
Right.
Now it's like a per person, which, like, Topgolfs are fun. I've been to a bunch of them. I mean, I feel like anywhere I go that's on a golf trip, we eventually find ourselves over to one. But, I mean, they just don't.
To me, Topgolf is a novelty thing.
Yeah.
And then once the novelty wears off of it,
the market is not. They thought it was going to be everybody, but they're more of an entertainment venture for corporate outings, things like that. But they also thought that normal golfers were going to support them. Like, And the they're not getting that.
Like I said, for the normal golfer, it's a novelty thing.
Yeah.
You go and do it once, like, okay, been there, done that, you know, don't really care to go back.
Yeah.
You got to, if you're top golf, you've got to continue to
change your menu somewhat, right?
Change what the game is.
In small markets.
Yeah. I mean, they flooded the market.
They were supposed to have one coming to Wilmington. That ain't going to happen now. I mean, obviously, we're not a financial pocket.
Really ironic about this is Callaway, not even a year ago, bragged that last year every business of ours
valued at how many
billion? We're over a billion with every venture that we have, and not even a year later, this is happening. And someone made a good point. It's like the other problem that they're going to face is as they close these locations, whoever wants to buy it, they're not buying it for anything that's there. The Topgolf facility is not reusable.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to have to pay an extraordinary amount of money for that piece of land and tear it down, you know? So it'll be interesting. I think
I'm a Callaway guy. Part of the reason too, because you have Drive Shacks. I like Drive Shack. Drive Shack uses TrackMan. The top tracer that they use is But I mean, it's a
fun fact. The golf balls can crack.
Also
your driver,
too.
So don't
also too. I mean, this is a bigger conversation. I mean, I think golf is finally starting to level itself back off.
Like it's kind of self-correct a little bit after the COVID boom. I'd say the boom from COVID.
I mean, I think you're finding out now who's got into golf during COVID is either sticking with it and buying into golf, as in either getting memberships, going to places like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, where you're seeing places like entertainment venues for golf succeed, it's like Tiger Woods.
Pop Stroke.
Things like stuff that you can do fast, cheap.
Mm-hmm. A Pop Stroke's not really cheap either, but I mean, it's relatively
compared to $25.
That's like 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
When I was in Florida,
I mean, for putt, essentially, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But it was still is nice. It was fun.
Yeah. Way less operating cost than the Topgolf.
Yep.
But I don't know. Crazy stuff. Good conversation, though.
Yep. So let us know your thoughts below. If you haven't already, subscribe, turn on post-bell notifications, and we'll see you on the next episode.